You know, girls, it would be so wonderful.
Love Talk Radio.
It would be so wonderful if I had a switchboard. However, it crashed.
You know what? I have it. Hold on. Hold on. I thought you had it. Hold on.
It crashed right when
I'm going to play an oldie but a goodie.
Bring it back.
Oh, yes.
You know I got your back, girl. That's what I do.
It crashed.
Hold me dancing in my seat.
Right when I went to click it, it just crashed.
I got your back.
Something has been going on today. I don't know what it is. Oh, it was worse yesterday for me. I lost power because of the storm that Snow brought with her when she came. And then when I tried to send a text message to all of you to let you know that there was a storm and I was having issues, my phone said network failure. Power came back on and I couldn't get a connection. Comcast crashed. The internet crashed. TV crashed. I was like, I quit. I just quit. So.
All right. Let me go ahead and start this real quick. Can I?
Forgot you were here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I listened to the show yesterday.
No,
and you forgot that I wasn't there.
Yes, I did. I did. I'm sorry.
And then today you forgot that I am here.
I'm sorry.
Should I be offended?
It was the hair flip thing that you did. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Don't even. We're not talking about that. Now I'm blushing. Thanks. All right. Hi, guys. It is June. It is June. Yes. Yes? Yes. June 7th, 2011, and we are doing our yearly annual E3 update shows all week. They're going to be shorter than normal because, frankly, y'all, it is tiring to do this every night, let me tell you.
Very. Mm-hmm. Good God, I passed out last night as soon as we were done. I was like, oh.
And we warned you, Missy.
No, I know. Oh, my
we
God,
warned
I was so
you.
Tired.
Not listen.
You wasn't.
Anyway, you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio, GGR. I'm Snow White. I'm back from my trip to Texas. It was lots of fun. Corey's a hot mama. I just want to say that flat out.
So is she.
Please. Psh, girl, please. My bestie, Corey/Gamenatrix, is up in the hizzle. And we also have our red-headed stepchild, Ginger. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
Oh, not much. Not much.
You need to be redheaded. Where is this feedback coming from? I'm hearing crazy stuff.
You know, I was hearing Blog Talk starting in your background. Do you have Blog Talk open?
I don't know, man. It's like epic failure on the technology in my house this week.
Because I heard it was all Blog Talk Radio. And I was like, where's that coming from? I don't have that open.
I don't know. Stop it. Okay, we are expecting Blaster any minute now.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully. He's already in. He just doesn't know it. Okay, you know what I know? I do have going is a live E3 feed, which I'm going to shut down because I'm watching Battlefield 3, which is one I'm actually looking forward to. You know, okay, so today we're, of course, talking about Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Well,
we're just letting you talk, man.
Oh, yeah, because y'all love me so much.
Yeah.
Well, today we're talking about Nintendo, so I figured you were going to jump just right into something. I was like, oh, well.
I'm going to give you the quick rundown. Here's the summary. If you were looking at, you know, a book, it said at the top, bam, bitches, is what it said at the top of the page.
Bam, bitches.
Chapter one.
Pretty much. Pretty exactly much.
Oh, now, Nintendo did not start out strong. We all can agree. Did not start out great.
Well, true.
I almost fell asleep listening.
Although
that's
Link,
bad.
Yep, Link had me excited, but after that I was like, shut up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. When they went to Pokemon, it's like, stop it.
Oh, really? Ugh, no more Pokemon. No more Pokemon.
So, why is Ben asking to be added to the call? He's already in.
He's being silly. He's just not answering.
He didn't answer. You've already been in here, Blaster.
I'm sorry. Did the show start already?
Yeah, we're on live right now.
Live radio, folks.
and you're bitching at me on live radio. This is awesome.
That's why
I picked up and you guys are bitching at me and I'm like, uh-oh. This must not be live. What happened? The show started already.
This is normal. This is normal. You know that. And that, for those of you who don't know, is Master Blaster, who decided to grace us with his presence tonight.
Yeah, you guys should all feel lucky. That's all I gotta say.
We do. We do feel so lucky.
Look at her being sweet.
Earlier today, she's like, shut the hell up.
I did not say that.
Well, something to that effect.
It was close.
All right. Well, let me continue. Have to answer phones and whatnot. So we were talking about Nintendo and the title of their book called Bam Bitches, a guide of how to do your E3 presentation. And so, Fletcher, were you watching with us this morning?
I was watching with you. Do you not remember?
Dude, I can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago right now. I'm tired. I just have a bunch of games in my head. I took a nap today, and I was dreaming that I was playing like a mix of Battlefield and Zelda mixed together. It was really weird.
Yeah, she was trying to tell me about some strange dream she was having earlier.
I had them all night. I also dreamed I already had my Wii U in my hands. I woke up, I was angry. I was like, where is it?
That would piss me off. I'd be like, no, let me go back to sleep.
Where is it? We are also sitting over in the GF community chat room if y'all want to harass us there, or in our own chat room. We don't really care. Pick a place.
Either way, you can just harass us. We'd appreciate it.
We're harassing him.
Yes. Harass us, but stalk Blaster.
He's a big
one. Careful. Fun. Careful. You hang around them long enough, they'll bitch at you too.
You know what? I'm going to have him over. Thursday, the girl said okay, and Blaster, so you'll have another guy so you won't feel so ganged up on. And since we'll be here for 2 hours, we can have another guy. That make you feel better?
Yay, we get two guys to pick on. We
have you guys are showing up. It's not going to make me feel any better.
You know, 1 week he wants to do stuff to us, and next week he don't want us. Make up your mind.
I have multiple personalities. I was my other personality that said they want to do stuff to you. This personality. Doesn't want anything to do with you.
All right, that's good, because we don't want to do it to you no matter what shape. But anyway,
there's a country song about that.
So, and Snow kind of got in late in the party. So from what you've seen, are you excited? Or for what we've talked about with you?
Because about E3 in general?
Well, the Wii U in particular.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm tired.
Whoa.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Not really.
I'm mixed. I have mixed reactions here. One part of me is cheering, absolutely cheering the hardcore games that are going to be available, but the other part of me is going, but those are all third-party titles. Come on, Nintendo, step it up.
You're making a liar out of me.
Wait, weren't you the one bitching a couple of weeks back about Nintendo not offering any kind of third-party support?
Mm-hmm.
And
I was
now
bitching
doing
about that
it,
because
now you're like...
No, I was bitching because their first-party support is all about kiddie games. If they're going to do first-party, I want to see hardcore.
You're not going to get that out of Nintendo.
He's making a liar out of me. I paid you some praise on our Facebook about about the dismissal of the word hardcore and using the word adult this morning, which is the correct.
You should know better than to give him any praise, because it will just be ruined.
Yeah,
I'm both
time.
An adult and hardcore.
No, hardcore is not because it's Battlefield 3 or it's Assassin's Creed or it's any of that. We all have had that argument for years. Hardcore is your love of what you play, not the game.
Whatever you want to call it.
I gave you praise because you actually used the word adult. You made
that was by accident.
No, it wasn't. I was all impressed. Don't be accidentally impressing me and then pulling the rug out from under me.
Accidentally impressing me.
Is
that even possible? I'm just wondering.
Apparently so. Apparently you can accidentally impress Corey. This is amazing.
He accidentally did it in here. I'm going to have to take it back. You suck.
Take it back.
Okay, now, why are you so upset about them being third party? Now, what I saw Reggie say this morning when he was being interviewed by Jeff was that the same thing I said right before we all got off this morning was that a lot of the companies didn't know what to do with the Wii. That's why they didn't have those games. They didn't know what to do with it. He said they were saying it's a pile of something, a pile of a machine is the term he used.
It's a pile of Shiite.
But he didn't say that word, but he said they called it a pile of a machine. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know how to develop for it. But, of course, now that it's been out a few years, they now are figuring out, well, we could do this. Well, we could do that. And they're now coming to the party. They're late, but they're showing up. So why are you still upset?
Some game companies aren't coming to the party at all. Let's not lie and say that. They're not all coming to the party. Some of them have decided, well, we'll try to make some games for it. Let's see what we can do with it. But not everybody's coming to the party. Now, this new game console, you could even hear it. When they had a bunch of developers on there. Let's hear what the developers have to say about our new Wii U. And they're all like, you can see it. There was like undisclosed, like unspoken, finally, Nintendo, you got back on the bandwagon and provided a decent system for us to deal with. That's what happened. So.
And if that may be the case, but I'm saying why you specifically are still not happy. You're saying you're not feeling good about it still.
No, I'm not. Here's what I said. Kudos to Nintendo for finally acknowledging, Reggie, you big liar, that graphics actually do matter.
That's not what he said. Just put words in a man's mouth.
No. He didn't do it. Reggie's not going to come out and say that. But by bringing forward a system that they were touting the graphics on is basically him saying that, okay, graphics do matter, my bad. Okay, he may not have come out and said it, but Reggie did it by his actions. Okay, you know that that's really the case. All right, don't try to pretend like.
No, I don't think that's why they did it. I don't think that's why they did it. You just said earlier that they call it a kiddie machine. I think they were not worried about the graphics so much because the kids don't really care.
And why have a whole tech demo displaying nothing but graphics?
I said originally they did not care. The start of the conference, if you remember when he came out, is we have heard you. That's why they're calling it Wii U. We heard what you said. You want better graphics. It was not important to us, but you want it, so we'll give it to you.
Right. That's my whole point, is that it's important. It was important to them, but it's important. And the sooner they acknowledge that, the better. And that's
only important to 56% of you. The other 40-some-odd percent of women gamers, and again, let me give a shout-out to my girl this morning. I forgot her name, but said hello to her, and she said hello back on Facebook, that says she's sick of the gamers and developers and reviewers who keep going on about the game is only as good as its graphics. If it doesn't have a story, it sucks anyway. So I appreciate that from her. So moving along. Ms. Ginger, how are you feeling about your Wii?
I apparently am getting disconnected off and on. Y'all just, muted for a couple of seconds there. That was odd.
Yeah, there's weirdness going on with
Hey, you just missed me and her arguing, that's all. You've heard that.
All right, so what do I think about the Wii U? I think it's awesome. You read the whole thing on Facebook, and they've got a point. Somebody on my Facebook pointed out that even though they're bringing over these, I'll use the word since, Blaster won't, adult game.
What makes it sound dirty when you say it?
Well, they are dirty. The kids are
adult
not supposed
game.
To be playing them.
Exactly.
Adult game.
They are bringing them over, and it's awesome, but he had a point. What kind of community is going to be following Nintendo mm-hmm. with these?
Yeah.
Are they actually going to be able to pull anybody away from Microsoft and Sony? Microsoft, maybe. I mean, especially if Nintendo doesn't charge for their service like Microsoft is getting ready to do.
And PlayStation Network is already starting to.
PlayStation got their stuff, all kinds of screwed with. And, yeah, that's not the word I was going to use. But, yeah, they got all kinds of trampled on. So they might actually be able to steal some people away if they can offer a decent service and some kind of a decent community.
Well, they first have to be able to have the community aspect. That's one thing that they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that last night. I didn't like the fact that the other two consoles tried to put their toe in the Nintendo water, and I'm not too fond of Nintendo trying to do the same. The point of if I, as a business person, am sitting back, if I own these three companies and you didn't know I did, each of them would do something completely different, because why take part of the money when you can have all of it? If your console is unique and it does whatever it does well, the people are going to go buy it anyway. I mean, I'm a multi-console house. I have all three because in the beginning, they all did something different. If I felt like being the graphics whore, then I had my PlayStation. If I felt like I wanted to be with my friends and talk with y'all and play, then I go play my Xbox. And if I wanted to do something where I wanted to get up and move around and get some exercise and play with my kids and my family, my grandma. Of course, my grandma doesn't care. But you know what I mean? Then I'd play my Wii. So I don't like when they start looking over the fence going, oh, let's keep up with the Gaming Joneses. I'm not really that fond of that.
Yeah.
I wish to stay in your yard. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your own damn yard.
I'm going to steal a quote from James Carville. It's the economy, stupid. Here's what it really is. I'm going to tell you right now, it's price, 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 price. They did not mention the price of the new Wii U. And as soon as they mention the price of the EU, then we can all sit here and probably determine whether or not it's going to pull people over from Microsoft and from Sony. Mm-hmm. It all depends on how expensive or not expensive the new system is going to be. If it comes in at a price point that is about as high as when PlayStation 3 launched, then they might have a problem, okay, selling a lot of units. Because that's
okay,
what,
dude.
That's what
I've been speaking for the last 5 minutes muted.
Go ahead. How have you been?
I had to mute myself because I was coughing, and then I forgot to unmute myself.
It's the mute button.
Maybe. Well, what did the Wii come in as? It came in as what, $400?
$250?
No, $250.
Oh, wow,
$400,
yeah.
The PlayStation 2.
$499. I don't remember. I don't know. I bought it like 6 weeks later for like 100 and something, so I don't remember.
Well, Snow, since you've been talking on mute, what were you pontificating about?
I don't even remember now, other than the fact that I was going to, you know what? I really don't remember. I was so like annoyed because no one was answering me. I was like, "Hello, why are you not speaking to me?" And then I realized I was muted. So.
Right. I'm just saying that it's price. That's exactly what the 3DS is suffering from right now. In fact, they did a survey in Japan. Number one reason, price. The 3DS is too expensive right now. Okay, and the PlayStation 3, number one complaint, too expensive. Depends on how successful this console is going to be. Is going to be a complex equation that does include price, and price is going to be important in that equation.
Well, I don't know how much the price is going to be. I'm going to go on record as saying, with all the stuff that it can do, I'm not going to say I'd pay as much as the PlayStation, but I'd at least play somewhere between it and the Xbox price. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
What you'd be happy with, but my thought is with all the hardware they're sticking into it and that controller itself is going to be, I mean, you have to think about that controller being at least the price, maybe not on par with the PSP's launch price, but that controller alone has got to be at least $200-something.
Well, okay, here's the deal, though. They should be able to make it to where it's not that expensive, because if they take into account the number, the sheer quantity that they could sell, they could make a ridiculous and obscene profit on it. But if they make the price too high, then no one's going to buy it, and it doesn't matter how much you jack up the price, you're not going to cover the cost of producing it in the first place.
Well, actually, most consoles, when they first come out, are being sold at a loss. They're always are being sold at a loss. So it depends on how much of a loss Nintendo is willing to take to get the price somewhere that's attractive to you, the consumer.
But you keep in mind, the Wii has been out since, what, 2005, and they've never raised the price, not $1. They didn't lower it either unless you bought a used one.
Right, I'm saying,
they didn't allow any price gouging. It came, mine came with Legend of Zelda and Wii Fitness or something like that, and it was still $250 and a controller.
But the key to good business is looking in long term. You don't want to start something off too high a price right at the beginning, because then nobody will buy it. And then when you lower the cost later, people still won't want to buy it because there will be something else new out. But if you keep the price at a reasonable number to begin with, then people are more apt to buy it. The more people that buy it, the more popular it gets. The more people are like, hey, this must be good if everybody wants it. So they go out and buy it too. So in the long term, you make more of a profit if you have the price reasonable at the start instead of being all stupid with it.
And that's why the PlayStation 3 is gaining momentum now, is so late in its life cycle.
No, it ain't gaining no momentum. Not after that fiasco.
No, it still is. It still is. I think the last numbers that came out, we're showing that it was still selling.
Well, yeah, we've been reporting the numbers every morning, but it's not as good as it should have been.
Hacking incident, I think it would have been much more fantastic than it is now. And if it started off at the price point it's at now, it might have even still given Microsoft a huge run for their money. But because they start off so expensive, they learned a painful lesson that it's really the economy stupid when it comes to, if you're comparing apples to apples, people are naturally going to go for the cheaper apple, if it's apples to apples.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Apple, did anybody get a chance to look at Apple's press conference at all, since they
No, I should have.
Wow.
Look at the big britches on Steve Jobs, who thought he could hold a press conference at the same time as Microsoft during E3 and pull people away. Nobody I've talked to has watched their press conference. Nobody.
Dude, you may think you're the shit, but obviously you're not.
Well, they're definitely not the shit after Nintendo said, look here, our console comes with the same shit you got.
Yeah.
Look at this. See, that's a nice iPad there, isn't it? Look, and it's also hard to break. Watch when I drop this. Bam! Because you know Nintendo shit don't break.
Ooh.
Don't break. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck, Apple. Anybody out there that's listening, did you see the Apple press conference? What did they have to talk about?
Please tell us, because we were busy with Microsoft.
Now, I forgot. You know what? I'm not even looking in the chat room. The Dark One is saying he only owns a PS3 for Final Fantasy and an Xbox because his PS3 broke, and at the time it was cheaper to get one. See, I only own a PS3 because it was on sale.
Or I own a PS3, but I don't know.
I sold my Xbox 360 and bought a PS3. So, and I know a friend of mine who sold his Wii and bought a PS3. So, this really depends. It really depends on. See, the other thing about the Wii is, like I said, you know, talking about going back to the Wii U, just coming full circle one more time on this, is that I am happy to see the third-party support, because that was one of the complaints that my friend had about the Wii, is that he was like, you know what, I just sat there and I looked at all the Nintendo first-party games that are coming out, and a lot of it was the same old, and I was looking for something different, and all the third-party games I saw was shovelware. And I just got tired of sitting around waiting for something really cool to come out, and so I went and got something that was actually being supported by third-party developers. And I'm glad to see that Nintendo has taken the turn it's taken with the Nintendo U, and, you know, that's going to make them a heck of a lot more successful system. But again, you know, price. We'll see.
Now, someone else I saw earlier made an interesting point. Now that Nintendo has this little tablet thing, how long before we see Angry Birds show up?
Oh, God, no Angry Birds. No. I veto Angry Birds on the Wii.
I just want to see the fight that's going to happen, because, you know, Steve Jobs thought he went, no.
Do you have any idea how much fun Angry Birds on the Wii would be?
And I refuse to download that game. I'm not going to do it. No.
Oh, my God. You can sit there and, like, literally, like, throw shit at the screen and make things fall down.
Wait. We can take
it. It's not really a mobile device, so we're not talking about apples to apples.
Well, no, it's not a mobile device, but it still has the capabilities at least to move around your house, which is...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, y'all know I don't live in the hood, but I kind of live on the side of the hood.
You live pretty close, pretty damn close.
Yeah, so I don't take the iPad outside, so I'm telling you, this works fine for me.
Part of the iPad success story, though, is the people that live in the city and they commute using some sort of metro or some sort of public transportation, and they're just sitting there with nothing to do. So, hey, I'm going to whip out my iPhone and play some iPhone games while I'm sitting here with nothing to do. And that's part of the success of the iPhone and iPhone games. And so without that, I don't see that there are going to be a lot of iPhone-like games on the Wii U. I see a lot of – but again, I mean, this, the third-party support is awesome this time around. I'm so excited about that.
Now,
Nintendo, you may win me back. You may win me back with this. We got to see in the next 6 months how much you're going to charge me for my phone.
Nintendo, as long as you don't go the PS3 side, I'm in. Batman: Arkham Asylum and Assassin's Creed just completely won me over. Even the Ghost Recon, although I just officially switched to Ghost Recon.
They're on all systems, though. Those.
Well, no, I have to have something to play everywhere, and mostly I'm mostly looking at playing this because of the very one feature that I kept harping on this morning is there's one TV in my house that is HD, and it is the super big giant TV. Everybody fights over this TV. If I don't have to fight and I can actually say, you know what, go ahead and watch what you're going to watch, and now I'm going to play Ghost Recon on my little tablet back here in my favorite corner, that's perfect for me. Nobody else has that. I can't do that with my Xbox. You know, people are bitching. Mm-hmm. I turn it off. The PlayStation's in the back. If somebody's back there saying, well, I wanted to watch a movie and I wanted to be in the bed, well, damn, now I got to turn this off. I don't have to turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it with a 3DS or a PSP or whatever. You could do the same thing, but it's not playing the exact same game you were playing before. It's some sort of console port or something like that. But.
Yeah,
this is where it's the exact same game you're playing before.
No, I understand that, and then that's the difference. That is the real difference. And there was some talk, you know, today, in fact, there was some talk about, well, you know, Sony could do something similar with the new PSP or Vita or whatever it's called, you know, because they already had that capability with the PSP to be able to stream from the PS3. So, you know, I mean, I would be surprised to see, because it's such a great idea, I would not be surprised to see Sony ape that in the next 6 months to 8 months.
I'm pretty sure they will. Pretty sure they will. I got too many people in my ear. You people in the GF community need to be quiet. Snow, Snow's complaining it's a quick show. Yes, that's what I was telling you guys during our lovely meeting last week. 30 minutes is fine.
No, it just went.
I know, it went so crazily fast, didn't it?
Swedish Chef. That's okay, though, because we can make up for it when we do our Thursday show. That's, yeah.
Well,
right?
No, we have the ability to go into a non-streaming portion, so we don't have to be rushing to speak. We can get all our thoughts out.
Hurry.
But I did enjoy that they're actually bringing adult games over to Lee. Oh, I'm going to keep saying adult. Not Leisure Suit Larry.
I tell you what I'm also enjoying about Nintendo is
Larry.
When they say, when Nintendo says to us backwards compatible, it actually works. And they are still developing for their other handhelds, still developing for the Wii, which means you don't have to rush out and go get the new thing if you don't want. They're not going to leave you high and dry. You guys remember with Xbox, as soon as the 360 came out, they were like, bye. We're no longer supporting this. And you know what mine did? Red Ring the next week.
So you know, Microsoft does that with everything.
So I still haven't finished Gladius.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft is like, hey, look, here's Windows XP. Oh, wait, no, look, here's Vista. Oh, hey, buy XP. Not going to help you know
You
more.
Know what's interesting about this is that there's always an argument about the top three and who won E3, right? The interesting thing about this argument is that Microsoft invested a whole lot of their little conference to Kinect. And when you look at what Nintendo's doing, it makes Kinect look silly. It makes Kinect look almost cheap.
Kinect is fail and flop. Every one of those games was on rails.
Right. And it looks retarded. And so it was really funny because Microsoft took a big gamble on pushing Kinect this year. And I think that Nintendo came and torpedoed the whole ship, which is why it was interesting that Sony played it pretty safe this year. Didn't really push the move that much. And was pushing their new handheld system, but that's about it. They really didn't push the move as much as they could have this year. But if you look at what Nintendo's done now, that kind of almost, if they'd pushed the move, that would make them look like they had egg on their face, just like Microsoft looks like right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that they played it safe this year because they knew Nintendo was coming out with a new system, and I think that actually paid dividends for them as far as not looking as bad as Microsoft, but they still did not win the show. I think that any time a company comes out with a new console and none of the competitors have, then they're going to end up usually automatically winning the show because of that.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. You know where they lost everybody? Everybody was like, okay, the name Vita kind of sucks. Oh, by the way, we're giving you AT&T. If you guys out there have not seen the press conference, just wait to what you hear right after before he even finishes AT&T and price packages to follow.
Yeah. But you know what? That exclusivity will probably only last for a year or two, and then they'll get wise and do something different with it. You know that's going to happen.
Well, one hopes that that's what will happen.
That's probably what's going to happen. I can guarantee you, because the consumer speaks with the wallet, and if the consumer speaks to Sony, they will hear with the wallet. They will hear when they don't buy the Sony Vita or whatever the hell they're calling it now. That is a terrible name, by the way, I have to admit. I don't know who thought of that name, but that's really god-awful.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything at Sony. I'm not understanding.
Why do they call it PSP2? I don't understand why they can't do that. Why couldn't they just call it PSP2?
Or they called it Double P. That would have been cool, in my eyes.
P.
Well, hey, look, they go with the PlayStation, PSP, PlayStation Portable, Double P, something. I understand why they call it the Wii U. You know, he explained it. I like when they tell us why they do that stuff. I thought it was nice. You were thinking of us. Thank you, Nintendo.
I think the Wii U is kind of a lame name as well, but it's not as bad as the PlayStation Vita or whatever it's called.
I feel like Vita, I should be doing some flamenco dancing or something.
Yeah,
I feel like I should be getting some Vel in there and making some cheese sauce with it.
Oh, gosh. Now I want some macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's what I
do.
What? Ginger.
Ew. Okay, I'm disowning you now. I'm done.
Okay, so we're about to move into non-streaming, and we'll get everybody's our final thoughts. Unfortunately, you listening live will probably have to download to hear our final thoughts, and then you'll catch us. Are we doing it tomorrow? We don't really. There's some games I saw today that I'd like to talk about tomorrow, like Journey.
Yeah, we can definitely. I'll be less hungover, so I'll be more chatty.
Yeah, we can discuss more of the games instead of the companies.
Hungover, not drunk, guys. As in, I traveled. Jet lag. I did not. I am not a drunkard, just so you know.
There was a couple of others. The Dust, the one from CCP that made EVE Online. I want to really talk about that one. Starhawk, Little Big Planet.
Yeah. I don't know, the CCP one, I got mixed feelings about that. But, see, I'm an experienced EVE player. And
yeah, I would be, too, if people weren't directing me which way to go instead of just letting me.
You know what? Get over it. It was like a year ago. MoveOn.org.
That was cute, Beth.
MoveOn.org.
That was actually cute. So, okay, one more time. Everybody, how you feeling about the Wii U? Snow.
What? Huh?
30 seconds. Or 20 seconds. Hurry up.
No, she don't have to hurry. We're going to cut off on the live people here, but they can let hear the rest. How you feeling about your Wii U? You want it? You don't want it?
I kind of want it, yeah.
What about you, Miss, what's your name over there? That ginger girl? That ginger-haired girl?
Yeah, that ginger-haired girl. That works. I cannot wait. I want it. I'm going to have it. Yeah, it's going to,
And then,
I think she really wants it, like really wants
it. She want to lay on top of it and kiss it.
Yeah.
She wants it to have, she want to have it, baby.
Oh, God, no. That was Master Chief.
Oh.
And he's back, you know what?
Wait till Thursday. I'm a get you about the Halo 4.
No, you leave my man alone. Hey, you can, you all kind of go.
I'm just trying to help you. That's what girlfriends do. When you see the girl going out with the wrong guy, you say, girl, don't go out with him. He ain't right. That is not Bungie. It's not right. Okay.
I don't care where he moved. It's still Master Chief.
Hot Master Chief.
Oh, my God.
His guts are missing.
I'm going to have to hose you down. Can we get back to E3?
Blaster, what about you? Yes or no, you want it? You don't want it?
I'm on the fence. The price will definitely matter to me. That will be probably the biggest deciding factor to me. Once I hear the price, I will know whether I will get it at some point or not.
All right. And I'm going to say, it's Link. That's enough. It's Link. I love you, Link. I'm going to have your babies. And let me double back for Ginger. See, if, Satoru Iwata left Nintendo and they were still making Legend of Zelda, I'm playing no more Legend of Zelda because he's the one that made it. I'm trying to tell you, Halo is not going to work out. I'm telling you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Preach it, sister.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Similar. Okay. Okay. All right, so we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll have some news, and a lot of it will be E3 because they will not stop. They are not giving us
no.
a break.
They never do. Never do.
Watch our E3 section. There's some, I don't think I have a trailer for this, but I'll see if I can find it from Bandai. They're really some.
What time are we starting tomorrow night?
We can start later or earlier, whatever time. But we'll talk about that later. Lassa, cue the music, please.
I think that answered his question in chat nicely.
It did.
Oh, I like that music. Crank it up.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.